Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
To the Glass Cannon Podcast for the next hour or so. We're going to hang out. We're going to roll some dice. We're going to have some laughs. And we're going to play... What is this copy of Shadow Dark you have, Troy?
What is that?
Whoa. Tis golden.
Yeah. Tis golden. Wait. At the most recent Glass Cannon Network retreat, we were graced by the presence of Shadow Dark creator Kelsey Dion. And she, as a sort of a parting gift before leaving the retreat, handed me this gold leaf version with the Mordanticus the Flayed on the cover.
That is so cool.
And told me, I just opened it now. There was like literally the plaster crack. I wasn't going to open it until I realized that I didn't pack my Shadow Dark Johnski with me. So I just opened it. I wasn't going to open it.
Look at that premium shrink wrap.
She handed me and she said, only 20 of these were ever made.
On
and
eBay
she was like,
right now.
I know.
Why did you take it out of the
I know everyone here is probably cool, but I would hide it. It's one of these things that has become sort of like, apocryphal that people try to take because there's only 20 of them in existence. And, she's just so happy
Let
about what
spine.
We've done for the game. No, you've already, I don't even want you looking
I wanna
at it.
I want to see more of it.
But that's we're going to play this. I don't even want to open it. I don't want to bend the spine.
Don't. Why would you open it?
I can't believe you all people took the shrink wrap off.
Well, it's not like the shrink wrap had gold leaf. It had a barcode. I'm never going to sell it or let anybody touch it.
You never opened your Star Wars figures. Look at yourself.
I know.
I'm
not happy about what I've done, but I need it. But she also gave me, she made me an official Shadow League Game Master as well.
Yes. Put that right, yeah.
Ka-chonk.
I got one too.
You want to use my books so you don't have to sully your special book.
That's very kind in case I need to roll on the what happens table.
Yeah.
Which I might.
Something happens.
Something happens. Thank you. Here's what I want you to do. If you're enjoying this and you want to know more about what we do here at the Glass Cannon Network, I want you to head to jointhenaish.com for as little as $12 a month. You get access to everything we've ever done. Now, over 11 years. I can say almost 11 years. Now, over 11 years worth of content. Ad-free, exclusive content, bone content. Just go to Join the Niche and do that.
I just need to make a clarification.
Yes.
It's everything we've ever published, not everything we've ever done.
That's true.
Because there's some things we've done.
Can I also, as a guest here, can I offer a note?
Oh.
That if you don't know, coming in, you guys like to say like bone content. And I have to be honest, I feel like that's more of like an if you join our OnlyFans, you get the bone content.
I think we need to leave it up to interpretation so people it join
could. And then see what they can find.
Yeah, whatever they want.
See what they can find.
It could include anything in the future. We don't want to limit ourselves.
Exactly.
We should probably acknowledge good the point. Fact good that Paula
Deming. I was going to say, what it includes today is special guest Paula Deming.
You can't not talk. You know, you're supposed to not talk until you're introduced on these kinds of things, and it's not possible for me.
The bone content got you.
The bone content. I had to talk.
Audio only listeners are like, who is that? Is that Matthew?
Is that Mary Lou? Is that Mary Lou?
Paula, how you doing? Welcome to the studio.
So good. I'm so happy to be here. I'm nervous.
Stop.
to play just like in person because normally we play through computer screens. But I'm so excited. I'm really excited.
We're excited too.
I'm so happy.
I didn't realize you were coming in until you mentioned it last weekend and at our Las Vegas retreat. I was like, oh, that's amazing.
I was like, guess what? I'm going to be in New York. So I'm just going to show up to the studio and hope that it works out.
Fingers crossed.
Kind of the plan, yeah.
And our stars almost didn't align, but then they did. And now we've got this fifth seat filled.
Woo!
You do exist.
I'm real.
So let me ask you this. Normally we open the show by bantering.
Right.
Is there a specific topic that you find to be very important on the top of your mind right now that you'd like to discuss? Could be anything. What's trending in Paula's world?
I've been thinking about this as I've been walking around New York City. I haven't been here in a few years. I think like 2019 is the last time I was here.
Good year.
And I was thinking about
uneventful.
Before things went bad. You know, the last year before things went bad. And
what time were you in New York City? Things are starting to make sense.
I had a little cold and then suddenly everyone was sick.
And then they were all sick.
I just made sure I breathed on as many people as possible.
Doctor kept calling me patient zero,
just
whatever that
coughing
means.
Coughing just in public because that's, you know, what you do in a big city, right? You just cough on everyone.
Right.
But I was thinking about my relationship with New York as someone who's lived in Los Angeles for a long time. And I know there's this like, I don't know, I think we like to play up the rivalry between New Yorkers and Angelenos. And I think truly we have more in common than we don't. We're pretty the same in many ways. But I was thinking about how like when I first visited New York City for the first time in college, I was like, I have to live here. This energy, this like culture and art and theater. And I want to just be able to like walk down to the door out of my building and I can just walk places. And I got to be in my 20s. I was like, yeah, New York City. And then I moved to LA. And in my 30s, I was like, man, I'm so glad I have like, I need to nest. I need to have space. I need a yard. I need to be able to drive to the grocery store and load up my car and then just take it back and be able to put it in my house and not think about it. And so I was like, I'm so glad I could never actually do New York. And now I'm in my 40s and I'm walking around and I kind of feel like how I did in my 20s again. Yes. I'm like, let's go.
Feel
let's get
energy.
Back into like the buzz. Let's walk around. I walked 9 miles today and saw so many different neighborhoods and kinds of people. I got honked at. I crossed the street whenever I wanted.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
It's a particularly exciting week to be in New York.
It's true.
Yes. On trying to get here today, in fact, if it's okay to date the day that this is happening, I left my hotel and was like, oh, that's a lot of people in Knicks jerseys. I'm right on the parade route. And I was like, cool. Hope that doesn't get in the way of what I'm trying to do today. It didn't. It was fine.
And now you're here. You're here,
I'm here
to play some Shattered Arc.
Yeah.
I just dropped my D20, so I'm going to leave for a couple minutes.
That wasn't so much banter, I guess, as me just
letting us know your thoughts.
Philosophizing.
I like that it came around, though, that you are enjoying your stay in New York.
Yeah.
Because
I'm like, how do I become a bi-coastal person? How do I get rich so
enough
I can be bi-coastal?
Yeah, you need a little pied-a-terre here in the city.
That's the dream, though.
Yeah.
You get to drive and get your groceries in LA. And then,
I just fly here and I get to like take the bus
groceries
in New York.
Across the country.
You know, it'd be fun. This is how you'll know we're really cooking with gas. If at some point we have a Glass Cannon Network pied-a-terre.
We talked about that.
That is somewhere in Astoria, most likely, where we can just have people come in and they stay at the Glass Cannon House.
It's my a little two-bedroom. Had a place that we could, a loft. It was the App State loft. And so like when we would come as a theater department or anyone else in the school could come, or teachers, professors, I guess they are in college, on their sabbaticals or whatever they were doing, could come and stay there. And it was just like kind of hostel style. You know, there was like a room with bunk beds and stuff.
It was a hostel environment.
We could just like, it was so hostile.
I like,
we would stay there.
Glass Cannon House, because it feels like one of those like YouTube houses where it's like, we're crazy.
Like, oh, we could shoot a reality show.
Yeah.
We but we could also Airbnb it out the rest of the time, make some fucking cash.
There you go.
It's illegal in New York City.
There's ways around it. It's a little investment property that also Francis crashes at every once in a while.
Yeah.
But that'd be great because then we can just fly people in and out and we got a little place for them to stay. They can walk over here. You can get your coffee. You can have the New York experience.
Yeah.
And we make a little money on the side. Put a Keurig in there. Call it a day.
Yeah.
Cheap furniture.
Just sell drugs out of it. Why not?
Well, that was step three.
That's when the real money starts coming.
That's where you hit profit.
Yeah.
Doesn't be drugs. Anything black market. Kids.
Yeah. Lobsters.
Lobsters. Children. Lobsters, children, and drugs. That's what the
Sharp the that Warren Zevon song. Oh.
Send lobsters, kids, and drugs.
Paula, do you think you could take the lead on that for us?
Can you find us a spot? I can help with
can you
the
source
lobsters?
Drugs and shark fins?
I can help with the lobsters.
The you don't have a kid drugs, guy? will be a little harder for me here in New York because I just don't know all the spots,
In
LA, sure, definitely, of course. In LA, I could get you all the drugs you need.
Yeah, Paula's really cool in LA.
I'm so cool. And so I know, connected. Like, all the drugs, all of them I could get, just every single drug.
I know all the drugs.
I know all the drugs.
That is the sign of a good drug
dealer. Right.
That's when you know all the drugs.
Are you a narc? You have to tell me. I know every drug.
I am not.
I could name them even.
Yeah.
I could name at least a few. We got marijuana.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, that's a classic.
We got
classic. Okay. They say it's a gateway drug.
No, you have to give them the street names.
We got weed. Sweet Mary Jane.
Yep, Sweet Mary Jane.
Okay, so
it sounds like you're only offering weed.
All you're offering so far is weed.
Molly. Obviously, we gotta have Molly.
You're a cool drug dealer.
We gotta have, obviously, look at me.
Who's Molly again? Is that like a synthetic ecstasy?
It's MDMA.
It's just straight MDMA, yeah.
I thought it was just ecstasy.
Yeah, it's all the same.
I thought it was something like...
Yeah, obviously it's all the same.
I thought it was like the Four Loko of ecstasy. Like they made it in a lab.
We should bring Four Lokos back.
You know who loves Four Lokos? J-O-P. Yeah.
We shouldn't.
Did you drink Four Lokos?
Oh, so much Four Loko.
I heard a crazy story from McD about Four Loko recently.
The homemade Four Loko?
Homemade Four Loko.
That was on Skid's birthday.
That was my birthday. That was amazing.
To dying?
Yeah.
Four Lokos got banned because people were like getting hurt.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea.
They called it blackout in a can.
Yeah.
Not great.
Not really blacked out or anything, but man. Well, because like you would have a can over a period of time and then not have another can. Because if you had another can,
you'd
be really bad shape.
You'd die.
It just came at an unbelievable... Four Loko just like... It slipped in at an unbelievable time in my life.
A perfect time in your life.
Yeah. I guess I was mid to late 20s or something like that.
And so susceptible.
I was in New York and you know, you had a little bit of money for the first time. You had a job and then like everybody just
like
drank
every
night.
You had money in your
mid-20s? Well, like beer money. You know what I mean?
Four
like
Loko money.
Going out for Four Loko money. Like that kind of thing.
How much did Four Loko cost? I can't remember.
It was cheap.
It was cheap, right?
Yeah. It was like $4 or $5
for the tall boy.
Cans. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
See, this is great. Now, all these conversations, I sell Four Loko. We're going to get the Glass Cannon House, and you're going to be able to get lobster.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to get drugs.
Yep.
Homemade Four Loko.
Mm-hmm. Homemade Four Loko.
And maybe some kids.
A Keurig
and cheap furniture. Stay tuned. We're going to start this Airbnb link right now, even before we have the property.
Naish, as you know, one of our favorite peoples in all of the business of this gaming fun stuff that we get to do is Norse Foundry. They are fantastic at what they do. They make amazing dice.
And when I saw their Gen Con slate for this year, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This sounds so sick. It's a couple weeks away. And so I just wanted to take a second out of the episode to really get you filled in on the details of what Norse Foundry has going on at Gen Con in case you're interested in stopping by and checking out one of their two booths. They've got two different booths on the show floor where you can check out their officially licensed Gen Con metal dice set, as well as their official Gen Con mystery D20 boulder that have a stunning glass and gemstone styles. And they're going to be putting together a private gaming room running their new Titan's Keep adventures all weekend long. Titan's Keep, if you recall, is the thing that their campaign setting that they're running that Skid contributed to and stuff like that. So you can go get tickets for these games. They're on sale right now through the Gen Con events website. Just search Titan's Keep, one word, to find them all. There's all kinds of amazing options. You can like navigate an icy labyrinth to safeguard a draconic relic in this like chunky 4-hour long adventure, or you can race against the clock in the fast-paced Blygard's Dare heist. Get the most gold in your hour-long challenge and see who wins the weekend. It goes all weekend long. Looking for something that is absolutely epic? Grab your party and sloop it up. A joke-filled nautical pub crawl adventure spanning 4 days. Or arm up and join the multi-table Titan's Keep raid event to challenge the Dragon Queen Grinnethair. Check out Norse Foundry Dice and more at booths 2501 and 323. And get your game tickets before they're all gone. Norse Foundry, for all your random number generating needs.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
Look, there are a lot of celebrity interview podcasts out there, but there's only one Happy, Sad, Confused. I'm Josh Horowitz, and yeah, I'm the host of the show, so I'm a little biased, but truly, Happy, Sad, Confused is the place for nerdy and intimate conversations with all your favorite actors and filmmakers. From Andrew Garfield and Scarlett Johansson to Christopher Nolan. Casting what-ifs, backstage stories, and much more. Listen to Happy, Sad, Confused on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, we're back. I want to thank our sponsors for this Shadow Dark campaign. Of course, our good friends at Norse Foundry. Ready? Let's see what they rolled. Nat 1.
Oh, no.
See ya. Our ex-sponsors. Am I right?
Norse
am I
right? Foundry.
And of course, Foundry Virtual Tabletop. What's going on in the Ember world of Foundry Virtual Tabletop?
Ember is, man, it's out the there, available, early access. Anybody can get it now. Whoa. That's the thing. You didn't have to be a backer. You can just go get it. Links in the description. Check it out.
Link in the description.
Do you know what Ember is?
Please tell me what Ember is.
Wow. So
what a,
out of
what
the loop.
A, what a yeah. wonderful opportunity.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Tell her all about it.
How I can tell you organically about Ember.
Yeah.
Ember is in the Foundry VTT original game world that you play. Literally, it's all virtual. And it's sort of meshes like video games, like RPG mm-hmm. video games that you love with like tabletop multiplayer RPG.
Ooh.
So it's multiplayer, the same thing you would do with a regular RPG, except it has, you can do like 5e rules, but you can also do their own rule system and called Crucible. And it's like, Crucible is a super complex system that you would be hard to do like yourself with dice. And it's just, the size of it is staggering. It's like, they're still in the process of making it, but it's supposed to be multi-year like campaign. And all the story, like you barely have to prep. It's kind of like, as a GM, it just feeds you stuff and ideas.
It sounds too good to be
like,
true, Joe. I don't have to prep, but also it's so complicated, the game just runs itself.
Look at that pro.
Wow.
Pro.
Just so smooth.
We played an early version of it, and it is like so cool.
It's very cool. It's a hex crawler.
It's a hex crawler. Just what we're doing now. Like the map reveals.
And it randomly generates
things that happen. Forget Shadow Dark. Let's play it now.
Wow. You took it too far.
You went too far.
I'll reel it back.
Here's what I want you to do at home. I want you to subscribe to this YouTube channel, youtube.com/theglasscannon. Follow us on IG. We got all these new fun edits we've been working with on at the Glass Cannon on IG. And also leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Matthew, do you happen to have the review of the week?
I do, sure.
Review of the week.
No, keep going.
Review of the week.
This review comes to us from Wild Cricket.
Oh,
wild with an E.
Capital W, capital C?
With a no. Y?
Oh.
Wild with an E at the end.
Like their last name, Oscar Wilde Cricket.
The title of the review is 12 out of 10.
Whoa. Wow.
On the scale.
I didn't think you could do that.
This sounds real good.
Too good to be true.
5 stars.
Okay.
Here's the text. Rated for the amount of times I've heard Joe say crayon the Philly way over the past decade.
Yes.
Can't beat it.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you heard this?
I've heard people making references to it, and it reminded me of how I used to apparently say crayon when I was a kid.
How did you say it?
Crown.
That's what.
Oh, you said it weird too.
Yes.
What?
You say it right.
It's like don't let them change you.
It's spelled crown. It is spelled.
I color
it's
with just my an red crown. Thing.
I was just a little Southern baby saying crown.
Crown.
Crown. Crown.
It's the Allegheny Appalachian kind of crossover.
Yes, I think there is. Yeah.
You know?
Pretty wild. This episode is airing on July 9th, I believe. You're watching this. It's July 9th. If you're coming to Indianapolis this year, or if you're on the fence, you're like, I don't know if I want to go to Gen Con or not. I don't know if I want to go to the best tabletop biggest of the year or not. We're doing a ton of shows there. And Gauntlets in the Booth. Head to glasscannonnetwork.com/GenCon. If you want to get a ticket to one of the 7 live shows we're doing, or one of the 22 Gauntlets in Booth 174. Now, we've done all of our spiels. It's time to play some Shadow Dark. We haven't played in a little bit, in a hot second. I think we should do a recap, but I don't know if anyone is capable.
What?
Paula should do it.
That doesn't seem fair. Was Paula given the raw to 33?
No, she was not.
So that would be...
All right.
But I gave Paula a recap of 33.
It's a verbally. Game of telephone. I could tell you what Joe
did
told me.
Did you listen to the raw or you just remembered?
Yeah, I listened to the raw.
Joe, talk about fucking student of the game over here, Joe O'Brien.
Professional. You got to come to the table knowing the story.
Y'all, stuff went down. Skids got a new character. I don't know anything about this new character.
Oh,
y'all went.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Carousing.
I didn't tell you on purpose because you're in for a treat.
He's a real fan favorite.
Joe did say the new character is awesome.
Oh, good.
Not to take away from Pharaoh.
Yeah.
No.
Of course.
Well, he's dead.
R.I.P.
But he is dead.
R.I.P.
And he didn't
peace.
Give any compliments to Sydney's new character.
Well, that's coming.
So that's part of the recap.
We hope, or we suspect.
See.
You all went carousing. Like. Matthew got hung upside down off of a bridge for some reason. I don't know what happened to you two, but Saint got really drunk and y'all's thief friend came over and was like, yo, help me with something. And Saint was like, yeah, I will do that. Went to a building. Turns out that building is... Maps and things?
Maps and stuff?
Maps and stuff. Maps and you guys are like, no, that's our friends. And you go in and there's somebody fighting the guy from Maps and Stuff. And you're like, uh-oh, what do I do? Too late. They kill each other conveniently. You're knocked out. And the cops come and they're like, obviously, who did this? Must be this knocked out guy who's not dead but covered in blood, dragged off to jail. And now the Saint's gonna die? If the rest of the party doesn't go and help, but the rest of the party is like, I don't know, Saint, maybe we just let him rot.
Mm-hmm. That was the unstated.
That is the story truth. You told Paula was that you felt, I don't know, maybe we just let him rot.
I believe I said Matthew suggested it to me privately. after the episode.
Insane.
Because we love the new character.
Yeah, we love the new character so much.
What's my new character's name?
Marigold.
Simple Betty.
You should have waited. Joe looked so nervous.
Penny Pants.
I was
Penny Pence.
I'm seeing the letter P.
Marigold Woodborn. Marigold Woodborn.
She was something about the money.
And 73.
I also did not tell Paula anything
afraid of
about
the money?
Yeah. I also have a new character. Really,
it's really just a shame you didn't have a career as a psychic.
There's still time. Still time.
So then,
Penny, what did Penny do? Would you meet Penny?
More specifically,
Marigold.
We met Marigold.
Marigold's working at the bar.
She was working at Penny's the bar where we met with Regina and what's his face to ask about the whereabouts of
Martin Godrek.
What's the thief's name? Darkstraw.
Darkstraw. Regina and Martin were all over each other.
You mean possibly Ignatius Verone?
Possibly Ignatius Verone. We went into one bar where
Einar,
where Einar lifted a guy out of his seat who we believe to be a friend of Darkstraw.
How's the real scene?
Where is Darkstraw? And they were like, you should not be saying his name out loud anywhere. That's real dangerous. He is starting a thieves' guild in... in the town, and he is a very, very dangerous man very connected and a dangerous man. To which, after listening to the Raw, I started thinking maybe we should really listen to that. So anyway, we can talk about that.
To the Raw?
No, listen to the fact that we should not mess with this guy. I do think that that's interesting. So then we went to talk to Regina, or we went to look for him at another bar and talk to Regina and I keep forgetting his name.
Martin Godrek.
Martin there, and they were literally all over each other.
Having sex.
She was sitting on his lap. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And then that's
the bone content.
There was a will they won't they that we never saw. But Regina had been lost and captured in the out in the gloaming, and we rescued them. And once they were reunited, they couldn't.
They're business partners that maybe were always fighting those.
They said there's no. Yeah. They couldn't. You never know when it's all going to end.
They couldn't keep the passion at bay anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Good for them, honestly. Good for them.
Yeah, it was like end of the world type stuff.
Yeah.
So they didn't know anything, but Sydney's new character was sweeping up in this tavern. When you introduce your character to Paula.
Marigold.
Penny.
Marigold. Woodborn. Last name came out of a thing we rolled on the background table. She is very... small, kind of like full-bodied, like a Renaissance painting, like very pale, very like little rosy cheeks. And she seems to have some sort of
wimple. Very important. Yes, wimple.
Her wimple.
I didn't realize she was full-bodied.
Yeah, she's full-bodied. She has
assessment of her.
Full personality.
She a wine?
Yeah.
What?
What's her bouquet like?
What's her vintage?
What's the nose I get off the nose?
A lot of legs.
Citrus.
Something ripe plums.
Yeah, plum chocolate.
And leather-bound journals.
Chocolate.
So wine?
Leather-bound journals. She came off very worried about the group, and she was like, I've been watching you.
Creepy.
Yeah, a little bit creepy. And we've discovered that she is a witch. And magic is not cool in the town.
Right.
Did Joe tell you that?
Yes.
So she has also been like in hiding and doesn't want anybody to know. She knows that some people like have magic in the group. She's like, I've been watching you. I can try to help you. And so she sort of joined you guys.
Yep. She joined us and then we split up.
We split up. Yeah. So Ellison and Marigold went with the Seeker to maps and stuff.
To try to
break into the crime scene.
And get evidence.
And then Marigold stepped up and charmed the city guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 6 days.
Yeah, she charmed Mercutio Denon.
Mercutio Denon, of course.
Who now has fallen in love with her.
Yeah, but now he's in love with her. And she wants to leave.
Did he like a nat 20 on like a charm person spell?
She did really well. And like I said, she's full bodied. So he is now in love with her.
Yes. There's some complications here though. One, I believe he's married.
Yes, he's married.
Secondly,
he seemed not worried about that.
I imagine Joe told you this, but Marin's Hold is like the Footloose of magic. It is not allowed.
He didn't use the word Footloose, but I wish he had because now I really understand it. Yeah. We're the Kevin Bacons.
You're the Kevin Bacons.
I think we're more like we need a Kevin Bacon to awaken our sense of rebellion because
that hasn't happened
yet. Today I'll be playing Kevin Bacon.
Whoa.
Spoiler alert.
A dancer.
Problem with Marigold's charm spell is when it wears off, and I'd have to go back and listen to the tape, but I feel like it was a week.
6 days.
Six days. The recipient of the spell knows that a spell was cast on him.
So we need to kill this person before 6 days is up.
Yes.
Well, it's the ring.
That's one way to look at it.
Or charm him again.
Or
constant charm.
Our bigger plan, this is just sort of like a general, we would like to destroy, kill, remove, depose the Reeve, Tarly Winters, and take over Marin's Hold.
And then you would allow magic to...
Yes, yeah. Because what the Reeve is doing the quest, is stupid.
Marin's Rebels.
Yeah.
If we have a quest log.
So rather than appeal to John Lithgow's kind of emotional side, mm-hmm. and like the loss of his son and all that, we would just kill him.
So they're considering assassination.
And we left off... why did I write down Ignatius...
Reeve aside.
Ignatius Verone.
That is Darkstraw. Dark Straw.
Oh, right. We found, yeah.
That's the actual name of Darkstraw.
We left off with us inside maps and stuff.
Yeah.
And Einar and Warwick went
to Earl's.
The other bar.
Which is the shady...
Towny bar.
Where we think this guy might operate.
Yes. The other tavern in town is the Crayfish, which Skid's former character was banned from after a night of heavy carousing. And then you guys are staying at the Feathered Wish?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So that's where we'll pick up.
Yep.
Good Lord.
Where?
We'll pick up
one of the nine places.
We saw you walking to Earl's. You guys broke into maps and stuff. So we'll pick up with Earl's. We have established that Earl's is kind of like the towny bar here, a little bit seedier. A lot of dock workers, I guess. There's no rivers around, but it has that feel. It's kind of like a...
There's an entire lake and river.
They go fishing there and whatnot.
Yeah.
But the gloaming, ever since the war, people aren't really leaving the...
Dude, it's perfect. It's like filled with fishermen in like dredge. Like the fishermen in dredge.
Yeah.
Because they go out into that lake and they're always pulling up shit. They're like, what is this thing?
I want to play dredge.
Demonic fish from beneath the gloaming.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
It's a good game. And they're all like a little cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everyone's a little off. They're drinking. Einar and Warwick, the Lord Commander of the Green Knights.
Stop laughing when you say it. It's an actual title.
Everyone is snickering in the bar.
A ghost gave it to him.
That's right.
Stop!
When Joe caroused, a stand-up bard made fun of him and roasted him, and everyone now knows he's Lord Commander, and they make fun of him in the streets.
Right.
But he actually is.
He actually is, but he's wearing a mismatched suit of ancient armor.
Sure.
But then he won a debate with a local radio DJ.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So much
happened. What goes on in this game?
Yeah.
You should really watch the show.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Good show.
Morning drive. DJ. All right. So you roll into Earl's, and we just see from your perspective the dregs of society here, drinking and boozing. You seem ready to do
something.
I'm ready. Okay.
I'm going to say...
Let's cut back to... No.
I'm going to say, Einar, come with me up to the bar here. And I'll order two drinks.
Okay.
Do you take an ale?
What'll it be?
Do you take an ale?
We're all out.
I prefer mead, but I will drink
mead.
If you are paying, I will drink whatever you are offering.
He needs to drink blood.
You have mead.
Let's do that.
Yes,
you have mead. Yes,
Mother, an ale, please.
Freya,
thank you.
I made it.
Don't
today.
Tell them that I like to drink blood.
Einar, look.
Hey, he does that.
What? I think we need to tone it down a little bit.
All right.
Tone what down? Should not all know that they are standing in the presence of the son of a god?
Ah, Einar. He's had a lot.
Getting some side eyes from some of the customers.
Yeah. Look, I'm just saying, this place, it's not people like your people.
Exactly. No.
They're a little more like my people. So, just trust me on this one. Play it a little quieter, all right?
All right.
Then, we gotta be careful about how we're asking around about Darkstraw. The grabbing of people, the forcing them to try to tell you, I don't think it's the way forward. We gotta be more subtle. We gotta make them think maybe we are even allies of Darkstraw.
And that's how we'll find him.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta deceive him. And I know that's not really the way you do things. I don't really either. But I'm really worried after that last place that this man could really hurt us if he thinks we're his enemy.
Yes, father. Good idea.
He leans into you. Says it.
Today I will dedicate my alignment to my brother Loki.
Oh, awesome.
This will help me to deceive these lesser men you are so worried about.
Yes. Yes, Loki. Perfect. Mm. Right. So, I say we start somewhere.
Yes.
I'm going to start looking around.
Okay.
Gauging the people sitting around. And, yeah, I don't know. These are always weird scenes.
This is what I think.
What do we see?
Would be fun to do. We see you looking around, like, who do we talk to first? And then we just cut to you, like, mid-conversation with somebody. And the guy's like, Darkstraw? Oh, yeah. I've heard of Darkstraw. Heard he works for the Reeve. Don't know what he does, but...
Works for the Reeve.
And then it cuts to another guy. It's like, Darkstraw? Oh, yeah. Tough customer. Somebody told me that he came into town looking to kill Reeve Tarly Winters. I don't know why. I don't know if he was looking to take over or if he's got some sort of plot that he's a part of has nothing to do with Marin's Hold, but I heard he's here to kill the Reeve.
Wait, was he working for the Reeve first and then was gonna, like, turn on him?
What are you talking about, working for the Reeve? Cuts to another guy. It's like, Darkstraw? Oh, yeah, he left town yesterday. Cuts to another person.
Darkstraw? Exactly the same.
Darkstraw? Guy's like, Darkstraw. I saw Darkstraw die in the orc raid. When the orcs came to town, this guy that you mentioned in Darkstraw, I saw him die. He got an orc's blade right through his chest. Another guy's like, Darkstraw, that's not a person. That's a title. And then somebody else like, Darkstraw? No, I never heard of him. But the guy that you're talking about, he matches the description of this guy I know called Rook. Another guy says, Rook? No. I think you mean Harland. That guy that you're describing, his name is Harland. Then somebody else, Harland? No. You're talking about Gene. Everybody around here knows Gene. Until finally an old trapper sits down next to you guys. He's like, I couldn't help but overhear you talking about this Darkstraw fella.
You mean Rook?
Well, funny thing is, Darkstraw Rook is about the fourth or fifth name I've heard this man go by.
All the same man.
Perhaps I come here and keep to myself, but these tables, they talk. Man in my line of work. It's cursed with good ears, so I hear things. What are you after?
We just had a friend who had a job with him. It didn't go well. We haven't heard from him since, and we're just trying to find out what the job is.
Friend of yours had a job that didn't go well?
Yeah.
Seems to be a trend. Folks say this Darkstraw, whatever his name is, came in here with the last group of refugees, same as you did. Maybe that's true. But I've also heard stories about a man matching that description from years before he ever showed his face here in Marin's Hold. Takes a drink.
I take one too.
Do you take one as well?
Yeah, just grab it, just like throw the entire thing down, slam it down on the bar.
It's one fella. Says he knew a man matching that description from a town called Blackbrook, where he last saw him with a noose around his neck. Something he did with the Duke's daughter. Another one remembers seeing him a while back out west. Went by a different name then, too. I overheard some caravan guard saying he met him 10 years ago, and he hadn't aged a day. Just shrugs. He's like, maybe they're all liars. Maybe they're all drunks.
Maybe there's a bit of truth in what they say about this dark straw fella. What I do know is this. Since he arrived in Marin's hold for either the first or maybe second, third, fourth, fifth time, he's made friends all over town. And quickly. But then those friends have a habit of disappearing. People like your friend, who's done business with him. Now, I don't know what he's done to you, but if his friends are disappearing, I'd hate to see what he does to his enemies.
And you haven't...
Rob.
And you personally, you haven't seen this man here in the last few days? Around? Anywhere?
I've seen him, but it's been probably 3 or 4 days. If he wants to be seen, he'll be seen.
And if he doesn't, he won't.
Probably not.
All right. Well, if you see him, I guess tell him that he's got some other friends that could help him out.
I don't want to get involved. I just listen.
All right, Trapper. What's your name?
Trapper John.
Trapper John.
M.D.
M.D.
M.D. I have to write that
physician.
Down.
Yes, in my earlier life I retired so I could just be a trapper. Got tired of treating the sick. I just wanted to heal animals. Well, you bring people back to life for so long. You feel like God. So now I want to spend the rest of my life killing innocent animals. Skinning them, selling their pelts.
Yes.
Money that I use to buy these drinks and eavesdrop on several conversations.
This is the way.
So you may also call me God.
I will.
It's what I call myself when I bed down at night under the stars. Trapper John, a.k.a. God.
I heard bend down. When I bend down each night, I call myself God.
Under the stars. I sleep kneeling, praying to myself.
Lots to unpack.
Cut to maps and stuff. Door opens. The Seeker, Marigold, and Ellison Ricks slip in past the yellow caution rope on the side.
Right.
Just a yellow rope.
What are we looking for here? There's town guard everywhere. You're going to detect magic?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you sly dog.
Okay. It's a spell.
It is a spell.
When you cast detect magic, do you detect your own spell, detect magic?
It's great.
He looks at his own hand.
Oh, God. Oh, it's an infinite loop.
Also, we're going spell crazy right now. Marigold just cast something. Now you're we're just in Marin's hold, like...
I'm in the safety of a crime scene.
Cool sentence.
I'm in the relative safety of a crime scene.
Turn into the cap.
Oh, wait.
Oh, turn into the cap. Ooh.
Hold on. We also didn't get a refresh at the top of the S.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your cap back.
Well, no. I would have been refreshed.
I'm full.
I was full, so here.
Okay.
Thank you for being honest.
We just throw it back and forth.
Yeah.
That's half of what we do. And we'll introduce your character about an hour and a half in.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Give one to Paula.
Oh, I got it.
One for old Marigold. And here's another one for Sam. I'm just kidding.
I'm full.
Oh. Okay, you said it like we were at a restaurant.
Yeah, that's like...
Please, I can't.
I'm just stuffed.
You said it like almost like... Sorry.
I couldn't possibly.
Like we're at St. Elmo's. And
sorry.
Covering
my cup.
It's
just a wafer.
Okay. With the reroll, I get off detect magic.
You get off on detect magic.
I do get off on detect magic. Who doesn't?
I mean,
I would. Like, whoa.
Very interesting. You are detecting magic or signature of magic near the fireplace.
Just for giggles, I'm going to continue to focus on it. I have to roll. I have to roll for that.
Do you hear laughing?
No, he said for giggles.
Okay. I get the first focus, and I have to focus for two rounds, and I can discern its general properties.
Okay. What was the first focus for?
So you roll to get it off, yep. And then you have to, if you focus for two rounds, so then you have to get two successful focuses off.
You learn the kind of magic.
General properties.
Okay.
I failed the second focus, but okay. I don't lose a spell.
Okay. You walk over to the fireplace, just holding on this spell, trying to, like, what the fuck is going on here? And you detect several signatures You don't really know the origin since you failed that second check. However, it doesn't really matter to you because it looks like whatever these were have been burned in the fireplace.
Oh.
God damn it. It's like just ashes, half formed, like maybe a relic that's all singed and charred.
What is it that Denzar, you're looking at?
Denzar got made. By the way, the proprietor bought maps and stuff. Is known as Denzar Washington.
Denzar.
He's dead now.
I rolled the name.
He died.
Great, great, great.
Also,
in the double stabbing.
Yes.
I'll call the Seeker and Marigold over, and then I'll say we need to search the premises for any evidence of Denzar's possible cult connections, his black market dealings.
Didn't you say you purchased some stuff from him?
I didn't say that.
I thought you said it.
I think you've been hearing things, Seeker.
Oh, you intimated it.
Perhaps.
I'm not going to rat you out.
Search the premises.
All right.
Yeah, Marigold. I don't have like detect magic, but Marigold is going to look for anything that might look out of place, like things that were purposefully moved or like, is it trashed or is it?
No, the place is not particularly trashed.
Okay.
You do see that something was burned, obviously, or many things were burned. There were blood stains by the front door where Saint's double murder took place. And
my innocence will be proved.
You look around and, you know, you find a couple things of interest.
Okay.
There is a ledger on the, like, near the equivalent of the cash register that doesn't seem very interesting. But looking around underneath, you find a second hidden ledger.
Second set of books.
Second set of books.
They're cooking them.
And just looking at like recent purchases, you see that Denzar was buying a lot of something. Stuff, as it were.
In stuff. The stuff of in stuff.
Perhaps the stuff of in stuff from someone named...
I'm already full up on maps.
It's from someone named
replenish the rest of my stock.
Stuff.
Briggs. Okay. And you, what sort of jumps out at you is the timing of the purchases begins shortly after your arrival in Aaron's Hold. At least yours, Ellison. I don't know how long Marigold's been here, and they continue right up until a couple days ago when it looks like there was a big, a large purchase. And then at
Denzar buying
from this Briggs, a large purpose. And you notice like his handwriting gets a little, it's a little sloppy for that last one. That's all. Kind of jump on. The other thing you find is a journal.
Oh, a journal.
Love a good journal.
First page says this,
smells like wine.
This
in
book
here.
Belongs to, and it's signed Denzar.
Oh,
that's sweet.
R.I.P.
Denzar's eyes only.
I flipped to a middle one.
Okay. It says, I spent too much money at the bar last night.
I flipped to the last.
Why don't we just take it with us?
I just want to flip to the very last entry, like a video game. You got to just see like the last one where they're like so cold, all the windows open, creature somewhere.
You go straight to the last entry. It says, after the burnings last night, I'm done.
Ooh.
Oh.
I've flown too close to the sun as it is. I told this Briggs or whatever his name is that I'm no longer in business for what he's selling. He didn't take it well.
Yep.
He said I had no choice at this point, that I was in too deep. I foolishly reminded him that if the Reeve discovered our arrangement, we'd both hang. And his response chilled me. He laughed and said he'd died more times than he can remember, and that a rube of a shopkeeper would hardly be the one to finish the job. I was forced to buy more from him. I'm burning it all. Every last piece. Then I'm leaving Marin's Hold. Denzar, why do you do these things?
He wrote that?
Mm-hmm. Denzar.
Oh, like he addressed himself.
Love, Denzar. That's how he signs every journal entry.
So
I think Darkstraw is Briggs. Is all this same person, and that Darkstraw was setting Saint up to try to just get Denzar out of the picture because of his deal.
That seems likely.
Shoot. Just a sort of worst case scenario for a guy like Saint. Okay, Marigold will take the journal.
Take the journal.
And the ledger.
And torchlight sort of outside the windows.
Marigold ducks.
Seeker says, did we find what we're looking for? Get the fuck out of here.
Stop talking.
I'm whispering.
You're whispering so loudly.
Both of you, shut up.
I'm whispering quietly.
Marigold.
Did the torches stop or they continue?
Maybe they come up to the window.
Did you hear whispering quietly?
There's a missing guard.
Oh, yes, I think I did. Oh, just look in the window.
Then they go away.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Cut back to Earl's, where Einar and Warwick have several empty mead cups at their table.
This was an entire waste of time. We know less now than we did when we came in.
We learned less than nothing.
It's worse than knowing nothing.
It is.
We know too much of the wrong thing.
Yes.
We spent so much of the episode recapping.
Right. He's like a ghost. He's like a mimic.
He is every man and no man.
Yes. That is a very poetic way to put it. I don't know how we're going to find him. It sounds like if he wants to find us, he will. And if he doesn't, we'll never find him.
Well, is there anything that we could lie about right now? Because I'm very good at it today.
Is there anything we could lie about right now?
As you're sitting there pondering your situation, you both get the sense that someone is watching you. Maybe you make eyes at each other, you both realize it at the same time.
I don't get the sense that someone is watching me.
You believe him.
He rolled with advantage. I'll just like slightly turn over my shoulder, look to the side.
First you don't see anyone, and then you realize it's because the person looking at you is small of stature. There is a dwarf.
A dwarf.
Sitting at a nearby table. Clearly having eavesdropped on maybe all of your conversations.
We haven't spoken to her.
Do you know this dwarf?
I don't know, but she seems interested in us.
At that point, the dwarf will stand up. Surprise, it's me. The dwarf will notice you, very obviously noticing her, finally, after all this time. It took you all night. She's been standing there the whole
time. Call.
I've been waiting to introduce my character.
And she'll just stand up and come over and sit down at your table. And who you see approaching you is, just like a really like fit, short, stout. She just like is like built dwarf with three braids, her blonde hair, like one in the middle, two on the sides that kind of braid down into one long braid together down her back. And she has tattoos on her neck that you see then go under her armor. You don't know, obviously, because the rest of them are under her armor. You have no idea what happens to them after that. And she just comes over. I can't help but I've overheard your conversations all night. You're not really as sneaky as I think you are. But I think maybe we are looking for someone in common, though I don't know this person by any of the names you've used tonight.
You want to add another name to the list?
Just kind of like look around. Say, I knew him as Tooth.
Tooth? And where was this?
Here. He was meant to provide information for me about something. Turns out his information was faulty. And I'd like to make it right. I'm Brenna.
Brenna. You are a dwarf.
Yes. You are...
I am Einar One Eye.
And he has one eye.
Oh. That tracks?
I'm Warwick.
She didn't ask.
I know. Trying to get in there.
I don't believe that is your full name.
Wait, I've heard of a Warwick. There's like a captain of the...
Lord Commander of the Green Knights.
Oh.
It gets funnier every time I hear it.
An honorable title.
Thank you. We're looking for him because we also think he told one of our friends something that was not exactly... Well, true information, like you said. False information? Was it false or faulty?
Mine was faulty.
Like a mistake or like he was deceiving you?
Well, I feel deceived. I don't know if it was a lie or if he was just wrong. But either way, if he wasn't confident that he had the right information, he shouldn't have given me any. I'd like to see justice done.
If you don't mind me asking, what was the... nature of the information?
Well, I don't know if we know each other well enough yet for that. I don't think it's related to your situation, based on what I've been overhearing all night.
Well, do you know about what happened at Maps and stuff?
It sounded to me like a friend of yours got framed for something.
Framed, yes. Exactly. Exactly, yes. Well, how do you... You heard he was framed?
Well, I just heard you two talking about it.
Oh.
All night with many different people. Cut to. You said you've been in your cups a little bit.
You're drinking mead there.
He was framed! I said he was framed!
Really loud so that everyone could...
Like every so often.
I don't remember saying frame.
So often Warwick would just be like, he's guilty. He's so guilty.
I think he did it.
We'll let him rot.
Or perhaps I just extrapolated some information that you didn't say, but I'm, you know, pretty wise, so I can read between the lines.
Yes. How long have you been in the gloaming? You don't seem like one of these fishermen.
No, I didn't grow up here. I'm not from here, if that's what you mean. Been here, just a few weeks.
A few weeks, all right.
How long have you been here?
Same. But we spent a lot of it outside, in the forests and lake.
Yes.
It's pretty, dark out there. Have you been in the wilds outside the town?
I have.
Okay. With a group or by yourself?
Well, it varies. I've, gone mostly by myself, so I only get so far.
It's impressive. Out there by yourself, survive the walk to Marin's Hold.
It's, have certain things on my side.
From behind you at the table, you hear...
We found some important information.
Oh, my God.
Told you not to sneak up on them.
Apologies.
We need to talk.
I thought I was being loud.
Who's this?
This is Brenna. She knows our mutual acquaintance that Saint knows. She also is involved with the job with him.
She is a dwarf.
Pleasure.
Yes, thank you, Einar.
I noticed.
Yes, I'm Brenna. I think we have some common interests.
We should get to somewhere where we can talk.
Perhaps back at the Feathered Wish.
All right. Would you like to continue this conversation?
Would you like to come back to our hotel room with us?
You know, normally with people I've just met...
We have lobsters, kids,
drugs. Lobsters, kids, and drugs. And a live, laugh, love sign, maybe. I would. I feel as though I meant to work with you on something, if only but for a brief time.
I keep hearing that.
Yes. Wait! There are those in the gloaming that would seek to deceive us. I have a sense for these things. Allow me.
And he places his hand over his one good eye. And he, like, stares, leans into you and stares at Brenna with this gaping hole.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to, like, peer past you.
The dwarf tells the truth. Let us go.
All right, let's go.
So you head back to the Feathered Wish.
Back to the Feathered Wish.
We'll be back. right after this quick.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ashley, host of Crime Salad, and every week my husband Ricky joins me as my partner in crime. We know the true crime space is crowded, so we skip the loud, bubbly small talk and get straight to the facts of the most gripping cases. If you want to see what we're all about, check out our recent two-parter deep dive, She Saved Him, Can You Save Her?, covering the baffling Rebecca Zahau case. If you want a true crime podcast that feels authentic and respects the details, come check us out. Search Crime Salad wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever get to the end of a podcast episode and think, now what? Well, instead of scrolling through a million choices, try Something You Should Know. I'm the host, Mike Carruthers, and every episode is packed with fascinating, useful, and surprising things you'll actually use in your life. From human behavior, relationships, health, science, and everyday mysteries. So while you're already in your podcast app, just search for Something You Should Know and listen to an episode right now. Something You Should Know.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Moms and Mysteries.
We're two Florida moms obsessed with true crime. From infamous cases like Ellen Greenberg to shocking Florida stories like the Dan Markell killing.
With 55 million downloads, we bring you new deep dives every Tuesday and Thursday.
Listen to Moms and Mysteries on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back at the Feathered Wish.
Mm-hmm.
Interior. Room.
Actually, I don't remember what room we were in.
Six.
No, no, we got a new room.
69.
I feel like it was 69.
Oh, I think it was 69.
Room 69.
Because we all were like, nice.
Night. See, the five of you is the secret. You think the secret came? I feel like yes. He'd be like,
no, no.
He tried to get away. He's like, I really want
to. We need to discuss.
All right, welcome.
And let's catch up in the middle. We've got the
yes, to get back to Miguel. Let's not forget. This is all the Miguel. Same night.
Oh, yeah.
Just his friend. Just a friend.
We've got the ledger and the journal out, and we're catching everybody up on, we think, Sane was framed. This was some sort of purposeful thing, and there was no evidence at maps and stuff. This ledger probably isn't enough to, because Ellison's plan was to try to like find something incriminating at maps and stuff and go to the Reeve and say, look, Denzar was a bad dude and looks like, you know, we don't think Saint was guilty, but if he was, he did you a favor. Maybe we can just exile Saint. This won't have to come out at a messy trial. There's not really enough. I don't think there's enough here to go on that. So we got to decide what we're going to do for Saint.
And Marigold mentions, too, that we don't even know what the items were, the stuff that he was buying because he burned it. Clearly, they were magical, but like
a relic, maybe
contraband item. Yeah, I don't know.
Also, Marigold charmed a guy. Oh, we have 6 days until that blows up in our face.
Yes, I sort of took...
You used magic.
I took immediate action. I knew that we had a... There are lives
at stake. You didn't want to put a target on your back. Not now.
It's already done. Mercutio wants to run away with me.
I mean, is he, like...
No,
oh,
he has
okay.
a wife.
Oh, I mean...
Potentially children. I sort of have made a mess of it all.
And he'll know when he comes to.
Most importantly,
know.
Yes, not the wife. Most importantly, after 6 days' time, he'll know that I charmed him. No doubt he will immediately tell the Reeve, and it will be me on a stake.
She will certainly burn for it, and most likely with all of you.
I have to leave Marin's hold.
Well, we will kill this man for this Aether.
That might not be the best idea when we're trying to get Saint out of prison. Murdering a member of the city guard.
Was there not a way to convince him to not? We do something good for him, something nice for him,
Mercutio?
Yes, and then he won't be motivated to tell your secret.
I think in 5 days' time, I must charm him again.
I think that talking about what's going to happen in 6 days is pretty pointless right now.
Yes.
We need to know what we're doing tomorrow. We need to know if we can even stay in town.
I don't know. We have to figure out a way to help Saint.
Yeah.
He has a trial.
Now look.
Sika, was it?
Yes.
Yes. You can call me Rowan.
Rowan, you mentioned you...
Actually, just call me Sika.
Okay. Sika?
That sounds better.
You mentioned that you were hired by Saint.
In a way, yes. I am Saint's spiritual
advisor ordained by Geet himself to help Saint in his time of need.
It sounds like he is in his most crucial time of need.
He is, and I've never felt more useless.
There's not a thing you can think of to do.
I can ask around. I do have some friends, some associates, some people even within the city guard that may allow me to bend their ear, see if there is opportunity. I could do that first thing tomorrow. I have something at like 10, but maybe 11:30.
An opportunity for what?
There might be other options besides a trial by combat, which would mean you would lose not only one, but two people should our new friend here fail. Now, if you're willing to take that risk, far be it from me to stop you, but just so you know what the stakes are, it would be nice to know if there are other alternatives.
Like what?
I've never been a part of a Marin's Hold trial, but I'll find out. I'll find out.
Saint's fate is quite important, but I think there's...
To who?
Don't to you, Saint?
Don't you care about him?
But why to you?
I have meant in general. A life matters.
Yes.
What matters is truth.
Well, what I was going to say is there's something more important. This Briggs character. If your friend was set up, none of you are safe.
Right. That's why I don't know if we should even be here. This Briggs.
Where else did you see the name Briggs besides that journal entry?
That's it.
That's it.
We never heard
one
it.
One time? I thought you said it like a minute before that entry, no?
No, but you just read the last entry.
Oh, we could flip further.
Yeah, we should. We'll have gone through the journal.
Yeah, well, here's what you would find of relevance. You see something, an entry right around the time when you arrived at Marin's Hold. He said the last batch of refugees brought in an interesting new business connection. He's bold to offer me his wares under the Reeve's watch, but he seems as likable as he is discreet. I could get used to this. Love, Denzar.
XOXO.
XOXO.
You're Denzar.
Another one, my side hustle has never been better. This Briggs character is a strange fellow, though. Every time he comes in, he's got a different story about where he's been. Half of them can't possibly be true. Still, this is easy money. Love, Denzar. Next one. I suppose I should be concerned about the amount of contraband this man is bringing in, but my connections outside of town pay a good penny for this. I know I should be more careful, but a few more sales like this, I can finally get away from here and start my retirement. Love, Denzar. Here's one that may have piqued your interest. Ran into Briggs at Earl's the other night. It was an odd encounter, to say the least. He acted as if he didn't know me. Then later I heard someone refer to him by a different name. Who am I doing business with? And then the final entry that you already read.
Yes.
Any indication of where his contact outside of town is?
No, but, you know, if you look back in the journal, it's clear that Denzar had some sort of contact out of town that he was selling illegal wares to, and in your case, also selling to you.
Yeah.
So Briggs was getting this stuff from somewhere, selling it to Denzar, who Denzar was then reselling it outside of Marin's Hold.
Now, if we think Briggs is the same person we've all been dealing with under a different name... Tooth
or
to
Rook.
Me.
Or Rook.
Or Darkstraw.
Or Jean.
Or Jean.
Jean.
Or Harlan.
Harlan.
Jean. Did you ever, in any of your dealings with your version of this person, feel as though he didn't remember you? Or
I never saw
was
him.
Lying? You never saw him.
You never seen him.
You never met him.
No.
Only Saint.
And I've only seen him from a distance.
Jinx. You owe me a Coke.
And when we spoke with Saint in his cell, he's the one who told us it was Darkstraw that organized the whole thing. We didn't know who he was talking about because Saint was talking to him on the sly. Didn't want us to know.
Is that what you felt? That he didn't remember you?
GM, in any of my... I feel like there is... Yes, Troy.
You addressed him so politely.
Above table.
I'll allow it.
Okay, wonderful. In any of my dealings, I feel like there's either he's pretending to be different people, or is he... almost have, does he almost have different
does he believe
personalities? Yeah. Does he actually not remember Dinzar, or is he just pretending like he doesn't, you know, that's where my player brain is going. So
when you met him, I think he was super charismatic. Mm-hmm. If he had some sort of mental deficiency, then he's an expert at hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like from all the information you've gathered here, he's some sort of a con man.
This man. But
then there's the thing of Dinzar wrote in his journal about, I've died more times than I can remember, and I'm not going to let some.
And there's the legend they heard in the bar about he hasn't aged a day in 10 years.
That he was hung.
He's a vampire. Yeah,
someone watched him die, yes. Whatever it is, I think this man is a liar. And I cannot abide with that. And also, unnatural in some way. No one. We're disrupting the balance of things. Die and still be here? People keep seeing you die, but you're here? You're not aging? What? I say we find this Briggs, this tooth, this dark straw, and we make him tell the truth. That's how we free your friend.
No, I'm not sure that we have the power to do something like that. This guy sounds really well connected. It sounds like he could be anyone and no one at once, as Einar said. I mean, I'd love to bring a thieving, confidence man like this to justice just as much as anybody, but I don't know how to go about doing it. I can't think like that.
I think our best bet is to get Saint out of prison somehow and then leave town. And if we can, not come back.
Talking about a prison breakout?
Well, you said there might be a way. You might know someone that might be able to.
Oh, you. It sounded like you were alluding to breaking into the prison and stealing him.
We could always do that, I suppose.
Well, we do have a contact on the city guards now.
She's sort of like staring off into space again, like eyes kind of glazed.
I could tell Mercutio. He would do anything for me.
Careful there.
At least 5 days.
All he has to do is take his keys and unlock a door.
No.
And get past all the other guards.
But then we're in a position where we can never return. As much as we may not wish to return, we don't have anywhere safe to be in this place. The lands to the south are blasted, and all these lands are poisoned with demonic influence. It's the only, as much as we don't like it, the only bastion of safety anywhere that we know.
Wardenwood is under the...
Wardenwood, everybody's sick.
Afflicted with a plague.
Am I sick?
They're all sick!
Sick!
The quest...
Is there anyone who...
They're all sick has 8 eyes in the word sick.
Sick!
They're sick!
Is there anyone in town that might be able to speak for Saint? Represent him in his trial? We may come to the trial by combat, Einar, but before...
I don't know why you're all so worried.
Some sort of...
It comes with trial by combat.
Representative.
Marigold is staring directly at Seeker, and she's just looking at him, and she says,
someone like a friend.
Someone like a spiritual advisor?
I could speak on Geet's behalf, but I don't think Reeve would be interested in that. It's the man who has lost his way from Geet, but there may be another way. It's going to cost money.
How much?
How much money?
I'll find out tomorrow.
All right.
I'll ask around.
I think if there's a way to do this by whatever law that he orchestrates or oversees, just so that we can be clear here, it's best to have both if we can. That's all. Do it within the law. Get Saint out or exiled. Fine. But don't make enemies if we don't have to.
All right. Well, we can't decide anything tonight. I'll do some research in the morning. We'll meet, 12 to discuss and then make a decision?
Yeah, and I'm also thinking something else now, too. And he's looking at Seeker, he's looking at the document, and he's thinking about all the stories from Earls. And he says, this Mercutio that you have under your whims. Perhaps we even go the opposite. Maybe you ask him to keep an extra eye on Saint.
to post more guards on Saint. Because this guy, and he's just pointed the name Briggs in this paper, he's like, this guy could have Saint killed before there ever even is a trial.
Mm.
Marigold's lids are like very heavy. She's like sitting, she's like kind of curled up on a pillow on the floor, and she just goes,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You sleeping right now?
And then suddenly you just hear her like,
I'll tell her in the morning.
Tell her in the morning.
Fully asleep on a small pillow.
It's like watching a mouse sleep.
That charm spell really took a lot out of her.
Shaythar needs sleep. I will watch over her.
All right. So yeah, we'll meet the seeker at noon.
Come. Where are you staying?
You stayed in the hotel. Yes.
Oh, I have a place.
Okay.
I will meet you here noon tomorrow.
Morning, yes.
All right.
You come a little ahead
of time. Don't let them see you leave.
One more thing. The Thieves Guild connection. Do you think this is just another red herring?
No.
Is that worth looking into?
Yes, it's worth looking into.
I would say yes, but for my own personal interest.
It's worth looking into, but I don't know if we should. I don't know what your interest is here, but this is the kind of asking the wrong questions here can get you killed, I feel like.
The farther we can stay away from this Briggs or Darkstraw or whatever, the better.
That does work directly against my own interest, so I would say, if you're able to find out information on my behalf, I would appreciate it, but I don't want to put any of you in danger, so...
Are you a thief?
No, but I would like to see some justice done to someone who I think is.
I notice you don't have any iconography on your dress, but something tells me you have great faith. May I ask who you worship?
When you ask, Brynna will start to unbutton a little bit of the top of her armor and pull back. And you see where her tattoos go? They go down onto her chest into a symbol of Ord.
Oh.
Isn't that your guy or no?
My guy.
Oh, your guy.
Wise to keep that hidden.
And then she...
So, Ord, you do know this type of worship would not be looked upon favorably here.
That's why I keep the holy symbol covered.
Make sure you shower fully clothed. You never know who is watching.
They watch, even in the shower.
That is where most people watch the most.
Brynna is an Evernote.
Some people
showering in armor.
You never know. You don't want to give away that bone content for free.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, good night.
Good night. He looks at his pocket watch and leaves.
All right, can you trust him?
No.
No.
I'm asleep.
Not asleep. Great. Not at all.
He probably is Darkstraw.
The voices are strangely similar.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, though, it is pretty cool that Saint is the only one that's ever seen or interacted with Darkstraw.
Oh,
so he could be anyone.
It's wild. Yeah,
you wouldn't know.
Even the Seeker.
Yeah.
In theory, I would know, but...
All right, so we'll just... do you guys have anything... Yeah, that's right. Do you guys have anything you want to do before this meetup with the Seeker?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Rest? I wanted... We were saying that we were going to get that... The Pharaoh's old suit of chainmail altered. I would like to pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yes.
Don it.
That's all done.
Okay.
I would like to talk to Mercutio to find him, and Marigold will heed Warwick's advice and tell him to keep an eye on that recent prisoner. She's heard things.
She's heard someone's going to try to break him out.
Yeah, someone's going to. Oh, yeah, that's great. She heard someone's going to try to break him out.
All right, give me a D6 roll. 4, 5, 6. I'm going to say you find Mercutio.
Okay.
Didn't we send him out of town?
No.
You sent him somewhere.
God. 5.
Across town. All right,
well, yeah. Back. Do you remember where you sent him?
I got a 5. I told him to go home.
I actually don't remember.
I don't remember.
I think you just sent him home.
I sent him home. He said he lived for, and she was like, just go home tonight.
Well, my idea was to send him out of town.
That was your idea.
Yeah.
Like send him.
Like way out of town.
But it is useful to have him.
He was
keep
like
an eye on Saint.
He was like, I live on the edge of town or something, and I'll wait for you. He said he was going to go
All right, so you're walking around town and you just, from a distance, you see him and he looks like he's been up all night. His hair is
a mess. Oh, no, this poor guy.
And he's just, he's looking around and then he makes eyes at you and he just rushes and drops to his knees. I have been up all night looking for you. I went home and my wife. And these four children, I have no interest in them. I don't know what I was ever thinking, marrying her, giving her these children. I don't want them. I want you. What do you need?
It's the most effective spell in the history of
how do we run away from here?
Please.
Run away from whatever those kids' names are.
Please, please.
This wife of 20 years.
Please, stand up, please.
I can't. You are a goddess, and I kneel to you.
Walk with me, would you?
He just walks on his knees.
Oh, God.
All right, no, I'll stand up. If you ask me to stand, I shall stand.
She kind of
Where
guides.
Are we going, to a meadow?
To a meadow?
Shall I bring like sweet cakes?
He's like on drugs. She guides him towards the jail area, or the dungeon area.
Towards the keep. You can't bring, you can't the just, keep. You can't do tours of the dungeon.
Yeah. Towards the keep in general. Keeping her distance from other people as she talks, and she says,
oh, come on. I'm supposed to be at work, but I don't want to go. I want to be here with you.
I've been thinking.
Oh, why?
Why? I know of a way that we could be together.
Tell me.
It's going to take time. I need to pack my things. I need to...
We have all the time in the world.
...leave my job, but...
What do you do? I never asked you what you do.
I'm...
You are a princess, or a hairdresser to princesses.
You are so beautiful.
But a simple barmaiden, but...
There's nothing simple about you.
What's important is we can't have anyone...
Wow.
Thanks for the explicit time.
I've never heard that as a verb, but yes, I'll come
in my accent. In that accent, I'm allowed to say it. We can't have anyone.
Still sounds weird.
Don't call for that kind of language.
We cannot.
Yes.
There we go.
There you go.
Have anyone. Be suspicious of us.
Oh, yes. Secret love affair.
Of course.
Yes.
Your wife especially.
Away from the prying eyes of those nasty children and that horrible wife.
You must.
They say she's the most beautiful woman in the town. I say they're liars.
Please stop talking. Please. Shh, we don't have much time. You must keep up appearances as I must.
Oh, I am a bit of a mess.
You need to continue to go to work. In fact... I was hearing, and I'm so scared about it. Someone was going to try to break out one of the recent prisoners.
No one would ever do that under my watch, even though I should be at work and I'm here following you.
You shouldn't. You should really...
I'm the best of the business.
You should really, really go back to work in case those rumors are true. You wouldn't want anyone blaming you, and then, God forbid, we wouldn't be able to run away together.
Oh, my God, I never thought of that. All right, I will go to work, but when? Where can I see you again?
In 4 days' time.
4 days? This is some sort of love torture that you will make me wait.
Find me. Find me at the bridge.
The bridge? Where that young man was found hanging the other day?
Yes, the very same.
Oh, all right.
Handsome young man.
That handsome young man. In 4 days' time.
In 4 days' time, meet you at the bridge.
It's extremely
we will
intelligent.
Jump off of it together and seal our love in ecstasy of death.
At midnight.
My wife will never suspect she's working. She's giving her time to the charity work that day.
And you, of course.
She'll be busy at the food kitchens. We'll have all the time in the world. She thinks I'll be home with the children. No, I'll be waiting by the bridge.
You, of course.
The children will be alone.
Cannot mention this to anyone.
Yes.
Not my name. None of this. None of our plans.
Ah, yes, secret. Okay. Our love is as secret as the wind.
So poetic.
Okay, now back to work.
And twice as cold.
Oh, back to work you go.
Yes. Do I look all right?
The fucking mess has been up all night wandering the town.
Put your helmet on.
Yes, I'll have to go back home and see that wretched woman.
I have to go.
All right. I'll see you 4 days hence. Could we perhaps seal this with a kiss or a grope?
I...
Sealed with a grope.
I to you or you to me.
Not about prying eyes. Not about prying eyes could always see us and make us. Goodbye.
Yes. Oh, you will leave me in eager anticipation of our first grope.
Remember the prisoner?
Yes. Kill him.
No.
What was it again?
You have to protect him.
Protect him at all costs. All right.
Goodbye.
He just kisses his hand. Gropes himself and then he rushes off. You see him grab a bucket from like a milkmaid and put it on his head and march towards the keep.
She pulls her wimple tighter and is just like her. She has like frowny sort of lips in her resting face. And she's just kind of like. walks away.
An hour of magic. This is, man, You'll think twice before ever using that spell again.
This is why they banned magic.
That was neutralized the spell.
I think if that's your goal, you're succeeding.
Yeah. Succeeding. Yeah. Truly horrifying. She feels crazy for doing this. But she'll come and meet back up again.
Okay. And the seeker walks in.
What did you find out?
A lot. So apparently you can hire outside help. Otherwise, they don't even always appoint you an official to speak on your behalf. And if they do, what I've heard is they're working for the Reeve and they will just give what they will sort of aid exactly incrimination. However, to hire an outside person costs anywhere in the realm of 250 to 300 gold pieces.
We don't have that.
How much money do you have?
How much is your friend worth?
Less than that.
I trial have. By combat is possible, but I know you would be facing the best of the best among them. Probably someone you could still easily beat, but it's one-on-one combat. If he were to fall, it's not as if I can step in and cast heal on him. I would be hanged as well.
If we were to get the gold, how much time would we have?
Yes, when is the trial?
Oh, yes, the trial will be held in 6 days' time.
One day short of Mercutio.
It will be done in front of the eyes of men and the gods in the town square. It is a very public thing.
How do you hire outside help in this place? From where?
That's the next step. If we have the gold, we can find the people. I know who to talk to.
It's doable. Would you say 250?
250 to 300.
Well, even 300.
The more we have,
it's doable. We can find.
It's doable.
Treasure untold.
You mentioned a tower
it's
up north.
It's not treasure untold.
More told, but treasure nonetheless.
Perhaps the tower up north would have some sort of treasure.
Yes, I believe the castle's been quite picked over. Tower.
We have our boat.
Oh, we know. We know there's not much in Wardenwood. There's those bandits. But
Brenna there too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you rich? Like incredibly wealthy?
Do you have a family connection?
A lot of money.
Absolutely trust not. Fund? I am a religious person. I have very little that I keep myself, but I am happy to have a bounty on my head. No, you're not be turning me in for a ransom.
Do you happen to have a 250 gold piece bounty on your head?
I am happy to help. I think a legal trial is the best way to get justice here. I have been praying all night. And I feel led. We must do this. And I believe it will open the door to the justice I personally seek. Mm. I will help you get what you need.
Thank you, Brenna.
Yes, thank you. I think we take the boat, go investigate the tower on the isle.
Whatever horrors might be there, at least we're not going into a certain fight with a gang of bandits, so
and
maybe
least...
it's empty and forgotten and
yes.
Grab a few gems.
I'm sure we'll be empty.
And at least your friend is safe. Mercutio said he would watch over him.
Oh, thank you.
For 5 days.
For 5 days.
He's quite devoted to you.
Unfortunately.
Oh.
I fear I might have ruined him.
Was he inappropriate?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
He asked for...
What?
A grope.
A grope?
Did you acquiesce?
Oh my goodness.
I've never had a grope.
I think you could do better than Mercutio.
I,
sounds pretty gross.
How old are you?
18.
You've never had a grope.
He has 4 children.
Oh, I thought the spell was meant to make him an ally, a friend.
I've never used it before. I've scared myself.
You're a caster of great magnitude.
She stares off into space again.
What would become of me?
We will go to the tower. Then we return, and I will crush this man's skull for his insolence against the Saether.
Thank you, Einar.
Well, I don't know that his skull needs to be crushed. He's under the influence, but also don't... It's going to be fine.
The brain inside the skull cavern is rotten.
Mm.
Rotten to the core.
Well, we will see when we crack it open.
Holes poked by my fingers.
We should go. We're not safe.
It's a lot. I know. It's a lot.
Very intense.
Yeah.
We should... We should get out of town.
Yes. We're already supplied. We were planning on that. Anyway. Yeah.
We had already supplied up.
You said you have a boat.
Yes. We're just outside of town. It's moored and ready.
Let's go.
We can head north.
I'll stay here and make sure Saint is
not murdered.
No, why would you not come?
I just figured you had Brenna. I could just...
What does that mean?
Rest.
Fellow Seeker, do you have new information about this Briggs or this Thieves Guild? Were you able to find anything?
Nothing about Briggs in particular, but I did find out about the Thieves Guild. Not surprisingly, they work in the shadows. Yes. Others have said it doesn't even exist. However, I heard tell of a fighting ring, an illegal fighting ring here in town called the Birdcage. If you know the password, you can get in. I'm sure it's full of unsavory folk doing who knows what? Fighting to the death? Cockfighting? I don't know. But,
what's the password?
I don't know. But were we to find that and go in, we may meet some of Briggs' former associates. However, I think this tower idea is better for now, and we always have that in our back pocket.
Yes.
We leave at once.
And I'm going with you.
Yes.
I'm going with you.
Of course, you want to help Saint, don't you?
Yes.
Help us get the money to hire the help we need.
I will help Saint forever, or until our contract runs out in 3.5 weeks.
It's a long
time. Well, he'll either be dead by then, or you'll be done.
Well, I've been paid, either way.
Well, you said, and he looks at Brenna, you had certain things to help you. You care to elaborate on what that is? Before we pile into a boat together, just so we all know what we're getting into here.
I have certain gifts from Ord. And also, and she'll just pull off of her back her crossbow.
Hmm.
Like, and then off of her back, as she puts that back, because both take two hands, she puts her crossbow back. Then she reaches back with two more hands, pulls off another part of her back. She got a big back. her warhammer.
Oh, classic!
When she puts that back.
You're a trained fighter.
Yes, though if possible, I prefer to stay at a distance. I nurse an old wound and therefore go down easily.
Right. Fine. Great.
Do we have all the gear we need?
Did you buy some torches for yourself, Seeker?
I have torches, yes. But in terms of ulterior methods of healing,
I
my connection to Geed goes sour again.
It won't, Seeker.
I can help with that.
You can?
I can help us see in dark places. I can help ease pain.
Who are you, Brenna?
Just a dwarf.
Don't say that.
I have a salve.
Much more.
You have a salve.
It heals one hit point.
Oh, that's something.
I have a salve, a poultice.
You never know when just one could be the difference between life and death.
She stares off into space again.
One salve.
How did you meet her? I know it's strange. I've just joined, but
we picked her up at a bar.
We're worried that she might get herself killed if she stays in town.
You're a priest, then?
Yes.
Of this Ord?
Yes.
All right. Then let's go.
She touches your chest where your tattoo is.
Mm-hmm.
And just smiles.
Your first group.
She smiles.
I consent.
And then she's like, I'm so honored.
Walks away.
Yeah, she's a bit odd.
Salve without save. Let's go. Let's go to the map. Let's go to Foundry Virtual Tabletop as we are once again leaving the confines of beautiful Marin's Hold to head out into the wilderness. Which hex would you like to travel to?
The one northwest of us.
Yep. We'll take the river up to the island.
Take me to the river. All right. Which way? North?
Northwest.
Northwest.
Okay.
Yeah. You head northwest onto this little rivery hex leading into Lake Finnemir, and you begin boarding your little rowboat when a nat 1 off D6 comes up, and the water isn't empty around the boat. And we'll see you next week.
Random encounter, nat 1 on
random encounter.
Hey, maybe it's friendly.
Maybe it's just some boxes of gold.
Cattle friends?
Three,
you need more torches?
Need some salves?
Do you need a 250 to 300 gold pieces?
Here you go.
They call me Dockstraw.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, please, not that music. That music gives me nightmares from my childhood.
Could we get something a little bit lighter? Some lighter music here.
Are you a fan of true crime TV shows?
And what about Unsolved Mysteries, the show that jump-started all of our love of true crime?
I'm Ellen Marsh.
And I'm Joey Taranto.
And we host I Think Not, a true crime comedy podcast covering some of the wildest stories from your favorite true crime campy TV shows all the way to Unsolved Mysteries.
Baby, you will laugh, you will cry, you'll think about true crime in a whole new way, and you'll also ask yourself, who gave these people mics?
New episodes of I Think Not are released every Wednesday with bonus episodes out every Thursday on Patreon.
And every Monday, you can listen to our True Crime Run Down, where we go over the top true crime headlines of the week.
So come and join us wherever you listen to your podcasts.